Good morning, Exotic Set. This is Brock speaking. How can I help?
Oh, hi. I actually wanted to ask to speak to you. It's Jess with Willow.
How's Willow going?
So, it's been a little bit over 2 weeks. I stopped the medication and nebulizer yesterday because I wanted to see if there was a change. She's right here currently in the middle of making that food.
Can you speak up, sorry, Jess?
Pardon?
Sorry, a bit hard to hear, like a bit muffled. You on speaker or something?
Oh. Can you hear me okay
that's,
now?
That's better. Yeah, that's about way better.
Okay.
Whatever you did then.
I don't know if you heard me, but I stopped the nebulizer and medication yesterday. So I think it was like a day over 2 weeks I did it for.
Yep.
Which I presume is fine. So yesterday morning I noticed she was a little bit more sneezy, and I thought maybe it's just like a little bit of a one-off sort of thing. And then this morning I've taken her out again, first thing sort of, and she did a lot of sneezing again too, and
that's not good.
And I've noticed it sounds a little bit more wet since stopping the medication and nebulizer. So I'm wondering if, I'm thinking it's more likely the nebulizer. I'm wondering if that has helped improve something.
Definitely, hey. Have you ever used one?
Yeah, with Remy ages ago. I've actually still got the medication. It does not look pleasant.
That's all right. Well, that's it, eh? Like, I mean, I just, like, have a few puffs myself sometimes when I do the rats, and honestly, just, like, clears your lungs so well. So I definitely would be shifting some of the stuff. But, yeah, definitely disappointed that she's not any better. But I think we should try and see her back, and we can see if we can culture any sort of like coanal or nasal fluid.
She's not what's the word? It's coming out dry, but it sounds a little bit wet.
Yeah, sure. Well, hopefully if it's in her mouth, we can certainly take a sample, and probably doing it just an X-ray of her chest and her air sacs would be good as well.
I don't think, I know the receptionist, she mentioned potentially doing blood.
Sure.
She has had blood done more or less recently, so I'm just not sure if you think it would be a good idea to do bloods again. Ideally not, because then I'd be able to take her in sooner.
For sure, let's have a look. There was only, she was like 7 weeks ago, hey? Let's just have a look. Yeah, I think it looks all good. Yeah, no, I think that should be fine. Like, you know, it might tell us that she might have some inflammation or infection, but it probably just honestly fits anyway. So, yeah, I think the X-rays are probably more important. I don't think
So, how much would that total to, roughly?
Okay.
That sort of depends on when I can bring her in next.
Okay.
Because with the blood and X-rays, I wouldn't be able to do it for a little bit. That's what I was asking.
Okay. It's okay. So, we'll have a revisit.
You know, she hasn't really gotten worse, weight's been fine, everything else has sort of been fine. It's more just the evening and the morning is when I tend to notice the sneezing or a little bit more wheezing.
Sure.
And then sometimes during the day there's nothing. When she turns her head a certain way, there's something.
Okay. Cool. Well, yeah, the revisit with the X-ray is about 660, and then if we did the culture swab, it's an extra 212 for the culture swab if we can get a sample of the nasal fluid or coanal fluid.
Writing that down. Get here, you little butthead. What was the total, sorry?
For about 872, and then we might start some medication after that as well.
Yeah, and roughly medication will be probably under 100.
Yeah, maybe like $30 or $50 or so.
Okay.
What we can use, depending on what we find. In the meantime, I would definitely just make sure you've got a heat lamp on. And sometimes as well, I'm just wondering if some of these birds are a little bit dry and irritated because it's like the humidity is a little bit lower.
I am definitely wondering that.
Yeah. You get a humid,
that time humid, I don't have to...
humidifier. Sorry, I just keep speaking weird. You can try a humidifier in the room as well. That might help.
Could I use the nebulizer as a humidifier?
I don't know, honestly. I wouldn't think so. I'm sure they're probably something different to the steam and the vapor and stuff like that, you know. But honestly, I probably just don't know enough about.
We might have a humidifier at home. I'll have to check.
Stuff, but Yeah, I think the humidifier is a good shot because I've had some chronic sneezes that I've tried that on, and I'm sort of just waiting to hear back because we like culture stuff and we treat it and then it comes back and things. So
yeah, I mean where we are located, when it's not winter, it's pretty damn humid here to the point where we can't have a drop of water on the ground before it starts molding.
Yeah,
it's bad humidity, so she's probably used to that.
Yeah, but I'm worried it might be too, not humid enough, it's quite dry. You know, the cold, dry air? Is it like that down there where you are now, with the change?
It is definitely more dry, but it still does feel humid. I mean, my skin's been drying out, so.
Yeah. It might be something to do with that, but that's something easy we can try as a humidifier, for sure.
Yeah, so if it's not anything that, what do you think that it could possibly be?
Oh, she might have some infection, for sure. And I wonder if, she's been cold or she's, dry nasal
she's
passages, doing
her
smoke,
currently.
A bit of cold, she's had a chill. Some of those things, but hopefully it's not like aspergillus or something like that, but...
Yeah.
That's not very common in Australia, so...
The F10 and meds would have cleared that, wouldn't it? Or do they require a specific medication?
Yeah, they should use. They're usually on antifungal medication for 3 months, so it'd take a long time. But
and then X-ray would probably show stuff in the lungs, I presume, with that. I don't know.
Possibly, yeah. It can be really hard to diagnose unless you put a scope in. So,
yep.
But that's it. We're not in the UK where they have it all the time. Because inside their house is usually quite moist and damp and stuff. It's a bit different. But that's why they always write about how common it is. But honestly, we hardly ever see it here. But we do see it.
Yeah.
So. But it's usually the last thing to try and prove.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And
well, yeah,
if it was, you'd think it would get worse by now, wouldn't it? In 5 weeks,
it's barely
gotten worse. I wouldn't say she even gotten worse, to be honest.
Possibly. I don't know. We think all these things, but honestly, I'm not surprised when these animals don't respond the way we expect them to. Not surprised anymore, but probably. But yeah, well, that's all good. Do you want to book you in now, Jess, or do you want to ring back and organise the time?
Probably ring back, because I need to sort a few things. So continue with the nebulizer twice a day and do the medication or leave the medication?
Yeah, I would stop doing it if it's been this long and we haven't had a response. But yeah, look into the humidifier option as well. I think that might help as well.
Yeah, cool. Thank you.
All good. All right, we'll talk soon, eh?
Bye.
Bye.